It is a Patriots preseason Friday all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI and Flex Time Shime coming up at 10. Is Shime going to join us for the crossover?
Yes, he will. Yep.
Okay. I assume he is very upset by what went viral yesterday, not his feet.
All right.
Not you calling his, what did you refer to his feet as? Dead man feet?
Dead man feet.
Mannequin feet. He said, it looked like he got in a violent accident, lost his foot, and they replaced it with mannequin feet.
But I would say the closest thing to was John Doe feet.
Yeah. Mm. No,
toe tag.
This woman went viral for suggesting that the most unattractive habit that a man can have is video gaming.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
An affront to video gamers everywhere.
Yeah, I like video games.
What? You look like you might agree.
I think it's the equipment that comes with the video games that really upsets folks.
What do you mean?
Women in particular. My friends, Santo's not a video gamer.
Okay.
He's just not.
I am, but go ahead.
Yeah, it comes with, you know, the equipment.
The remote?
The remote, all the wires. My good friend Sarah always complains about her husband Tucker and the wires and like how many things he has for said video games.
Okay, what is
the storage?
I'm guessing she has like four different hair dryers.
Right.
No.
Yes.
But
Curl
like everything iron. Has yes, a place, correct. And I think it's hard to find a gaming place.
Here's what you do. I got some people. Tell Tucker. Is it Tucker?
Yeah.
Or Carter, whatever.
Tucker, yeah.
Tell him to hit me up. I got a guy who'll set up his video game console. And what's the girl's name?
Sarah.
Sarah.
You've met them.
Oh, did I?
Yep.
We'll love it because it's all wireless. You can't see anything. Mm. He has some place to hang. He'll hang the console.
Okay, but that doesn't make it unattractive.
Well, I think it just adds. It's like, if a guy's spending all of his, I can't get into this again because I'm going to get absolutely destroyed. People are still mad at me.
Care?
For the sports betting or the fantasy.
Oh, fantasy football?
Yeah,
you're all over like, fantasy football people.
I wasn't all over. I just said you put too much effort into it. If you blind picked a team, you'd probably do better than all the effort you put in. That's
I think they I feel saying. Like it's childish.
The gaming?
Yeah,
well, people make a lot of money off
games. No.
I don't think gaming has same.
Like, because you're sitting there, you're playing video games all day long, and it's like, that's the only thing that I could guess. It's like, are you ever going to get off the couch? I mean, how long are you going to, because Greg, you were there at one point. How many hours can you sit and play GTA?
Yeah.
Because I can play Call of Duty for 7 hours.
Oh, when I was into Grand Theft Auto, it would be five, if I had the time.
Right.
I had a lot of parenting to do, obviously, but if I had the time, I could spend the entire Saturday or Sunday.
And I think that's what it is.
Trying to beat Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
And I think they're like, what are you, a teenager? What do you think, you're 14 years old, you've been playing video games from 12 to 12. So
was this the was this the report where they had a bunch of different things like women ranked? What was the
I just saw it yesterday, and hold on, I can tell you about it because it's in my show notes. So it is Liz Wheeler, who is a YouTube sensation, who says it's got 18 million views. And she said the least attractive hobby for men, according to women, is being a gamer.
Mm.
So second was collecting figurines.
Yeah, this is
like
the one.
Like Star Wars figurines.
Yeah.
Time does that also.
Yeah.
Keep going.
And building model trains.
Okay, I could see that.
And here's one that's going to hit home with your husband. Comic book collecting.
Yeah. I saw this list, yeah. He doesn't collect comic books anymore.
She said it's anymore.
Well, like when he was younger.
But it's beyond red flag, she says. Like, it's a deal breaker.
No.
Was Santo like the 40-year-old virgin when you met him? Like, did he have his comics in? Hey, don't touch that!
No, I'm talking like
that's Superman Edition 14 from 1967.
No, like in his childhood bedroom, he has, you know,
like
collectors.
Like the comic books, like
but not when I was like meeting him as an adult.
He kind of broke away from it.
Would that bother you though, if you weren't married and you were back to dating, and a guy was a video gamer? Like, would you find that? You can say it. I
don't think I would find it annoying until we moved in together. Like,
but,
that's,
but annoying is different in my mind than unattractive.
Yeah, unattractive. Like, I think it would, I would maybe give me the ick once we lived together, and I had to, like, listen to it in the background.
He's got headphones.
And, but you can hear him.
Yeah, he's game.
And is if it, he's, like, it, mouthing off to a 12-year-old on the other side of the screen, I would find that an ick,
is
yeah.
Is it quite possibly, in the case of your sex, that it is an activity that a guy really enjoys that you're not involved in? Is that possibly why you find it to be the ick?
No, because
you
if,
women,
if he was playing
is,
like
maybe?
Mario Kart, I would jump in.
Is that
but
maybe what it is? Maybe the man has found peace doing something that you're not involved with, and that's what creates the that what that's what makes it unattractive to you?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
But I think it's more like, you know, you're slinging, you know, offensive comments at young boys on the or girls on the other side of
you
the
should
mic.
Hear some of the things that they sling
well,
at
I know,
us.
But
I mean, it's fair game when you're listen when you're gaming, you're streaming. It's fair game in the COD.
Yeah,
you know. And let me tell you something about those 12-year-olds, those little kids. They are the biggest ish talkers around, especially when you get to the gulag. Before we even get to going, you're already talking smack.
I love it. How old are you now?
I'm 49.
Arguing with 12-year-olds.
Got no issues with it.
In Call of Duty.
Yes.
I know. Do you threaten them?
No, I mean, I don't.
Definitely.
No, I don't threaten
definitely.
Them. No, I don't threaten them physically.
Oh.
But when I do have an opportunity to get the revenge and kill them on the game, oh, I make sure they know. I make sure. Eat that bullet, sucker. Yeah, go crunch to your mama.
I love the fact there's some 12-year-old kid in Iowa.
Somewhere.
That is Wiggy's archenemy. Yes.
What'd you say, bitch? Yeah, who's got it now?
But then again, like, there are probably a lot of women out there that are up in the know. Like, look at Twitch. You can see these people are making millions of dollars by playing video games. So it's really not like a childish thing anymore.
That's the minority of people. Like, for like people who play games like myself, you know, we're not making money doing it. We just love the video game.
Yeah. Here's Jeff from New Hampshire. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, as a guy in his early 40s, I have to completely agree. I work with people, and on their breaks, they have their gaming computers at work, and, mm-hmm. and they're adults with kids and, you know, other things to do, and they're playing video games. It gives, as a straight male with two kids myself, it gives me the ick, and it's just, it's completely, it's sad. It's embarrassing that men, adult men are doing this. Maybe in your 20s without kids, but, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's awful.
Shime and Wiggy would beg to differ.
Yeah, but that's what they look at as being childish.
I mean,
we could be there for 6 hours just arguing with little kids after.
And Wiggy doesn't really have anything better to do. I mean,
what other hobby?
His kids are grown. His kids are grown. Mine are not grown. I'm home. I'm either at work, the gym, or home with my kids. I don't have time to turn. They have video games, and if they put their... And you're right about the 12-year-olds. They're 10. I put my their headset on before to try to fix it, and you should hear the stuff that's going on Fortnite. It is unbelievable what these kids talk about. Thanks, guys.
I mean, you know, and I was doing it when my kids were around, but, you know, and they're vicious. And generally, they're good, too. Like, I'm not very good.
But see, does a guy like that feel the same way about golf? I mean, a round of golf takes you 4 hours, hour to get there. You know, you got to have
food,
drinks afterward. It's a 6-hour day. Like, do women feel this? I'm sure women feel the same way about golf.
I have some friends who feel that way. I grew up with a dad who played golf, you know, multiple times a week. So I was so used to it. So that could also be it. Like, my dad wasn't a video gamer, so I didn't grow up with it. So me meeting Santo, and he's not one, was normal. If I had met a guy who was and we moved in together, I would find the ick there.
No, it's childish. But that's
no, what... it's no, because Greg brings up a great point. I have friends who didn't grow up with their dad playing golf all the time, so then they get married and they hate when their husband goes and golfs. I love it. Like,
yeah, because they're gone, but they don't...
I don't love it because he's gone. I love it because he loves to do it.
No, I'm saying
they're pissed because he's gone.
They're pissed because he's
doing something that doesn't involve them.
But golf, they don't look at
guys
golf.
Are like, go ahead. You got to go. You're going to go out and go to some needlepoint circle thing. Like, go.
But guys don't.
You're going to go to a shower for 12 hours. Go.
But girls don't look at golf to be childish. They're just annoyed that maybe
it's active.
They can't do it. and, or they don't want to do it, and the guy's gone all day. They don't look at it as being childish. Even like the caller who just called up, they view video games as you being kind of a childish thing to be doing.
Yeah. Well, it's not a childish thing. I mean, if you can make $1 million doing it on Twitch.
But why do I need to make money? Why can't I just be a grown man who loves to play video games?
I think it's because it's not an active activity. And like you're sitting at home, you're sitting at home for hours. Hey, no, I love to sit at home and watch, you know, Real Housewives. So I'm not one to talk. But at the same time, golf is different because you're out there and you're being active. So people can treat golf like it's like a workout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we know what's going on here. It's not I don't think it's the most unattractive hobby a man can have. I would not agree with this one.
I'd like to see what she say if, let's say, Channing Tatum was playing Call of Duty with a shirt off.
Right. Yeah, okay. That. You're right about that.
She'd be like, ooh.
Yeah. Ooh, that's hot. All right. We got to take a break. But we'll get Shime in here. Shime is hosting the Midday Show again today. So we will get Shime in here next for the cross.